Oh, Steve, I didn't know you knew Marcia.
I didn't realize you did either.
You didn't know that I knew Marcia? Yeah, we actually went to college together.
Oh, that never came up.
Never?
Oh God, Steve, how can you not know Marcia? We all know Marcia.
Right. Well, I mean, he does know Marcia, I guess, but I mean, I just didn't know he knew Marcia.
Well, I keep that part of my life. I'm a little, you know, I'm not open about everything, so maybe it just never came up.
Oh man, that sounds a little spicy.
I know, it sounds like very suspicious, like.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, I've been following her for a while.
Okay.
Oh wow.
Following her? What do you mean? I mean, I go to church with her. We go to church with her.
Yeah,
we know, that's how we know
church
her.
With Marcia.
I know she's religious.
Yeah.
She has a really good singing voice, too.
Oh, God, it's beautiful.
Oh, God. It's just like heaven to my ears.
Yeah.
Hurts my ears.
Oh, no.
It hurts your ears?
Yeah.
Oh, that would explain why you're ashamed of her.
Well, are you ashamed?
I mean, she's given me purpose. I'll say that.
What
she's given me purpose.
Purpose?
Are you sleeping with Marcia?
Oh no. Oh no.
Are you?
Oh,
thank God.
Oh no.
Yeah, I mean Taylor would be pissed. Taylor would be so pissed.
She'd be
He'd be devastated.
Devastated.
He loves her.
He does.
Devoted.
Like, if he found out on his party of all days that you were sleeping with Marcia? Oh my God.
I would never.
Okay.
That's not really my thing.
I mean, if you are, like, I can like pull Taylor aside and just like soften the blow.
And we won't tell anybody.
I think she's gone through enough that might not be good, you know.
Okay.
And I've never really brought this up with you guys because I don't know if you would, how you'd feel about it.
What?
If you would be supportive. You know, I really like our friendship.
Okay.
I mean, we care about you.
Yeah, we care.
That's so nice.
We care. And we just want, you know, if we know what's going on, we can look out for you.
We can. Like, we can, like, make this all right.
You would take my side? No matter what? No matter what I told you?
You can trust us.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
When.
What?
When she was a child, and her mother's, not a child.
Okay.
Prenatal.
Okay. Prenatal?
Oh, wow.
Prenatal.
Prenatal? Where is this going?
Yeah.
That's when I came along.
That's when you came along?
That's when you came along.
Prenatal?
Yeah.
This is not what I thought he was going to say.
So you were just a baby?
Wait, how old are you? How old are you now?
Let's not go into that.
What?
Whoa.
Let's ease into this.
Okay. Okay, we'll ease in.
So.
What?
Let's see.
Prenatal.
You know,
Marcia prenatal in her mom.
Right.
You prenatal.
So her parents got this creepy doll.
Okay.
Right? Oh wow.
And it turns out these I'll call them my followers.
What does that mean?
They, you know, really wanted me to come and hang out.
Okay. All right.
So they did this ritual. It's no big deal. And they ended up summoning me. And, you know, I've been... I heard this was a celebration of life.
Summoning
so I just came
you.
To collect what's due to me.
Oh, wow.
You know, because I've been following her.
Summoning you?
Yeah. You know.
So, like, because we live in the same apartment building. That's how I know you.
I mean, our apartment is a hellhole.
Yeah.
It is. You're right. Yeah. See, I knew you guys would understand.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Wow.
So you're like, you like got a whole thing going on.
I've been around for a while.
Okay.
Oh, so you're like a top official, like,
of hell, yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my, oh my God. Wow. Kind of a big deal. Would you say? Would you say you're a big deal?
I'd like to think I'm a big deal. I've heard from other people I'm a big deal.
Look, this is going to sound so thirsty, but would you follow me on Instagram?
Oh, yeah.
Really? You would?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Samir.
What about me, though?
Oh, of course.
Oh, my God, thanks.
I can't believe we've been friends for so long, and we've never exchanged Instagram.
I don't know. Before. Like, I just, like, always know there was, like, something mysterious about it.
I will say there's some disturbing stuff on my page.
And, like, okay. I feel, like, so closer to you now.
Yeah.
I feel just so open.
I'm just a normal human.
I mean, same, but I mean, there's like a 50-50 chance that I may have to go to hell. And
oh, it's good to know someone. I didn't
it's
even
good to know
think
someone.
About that.
Like,
I was thinking about the material gains on this plane of existence.
Yeah. Like, we have to like cover both bases, you know?
Oh my
and like,
God,
if we know someone who's in hell,
that is smart,
then like, they'll take it easy on us.
Yeah, that is so smart.
Yeah, exactly. Oh yeah, I got you guys. You know, if something happens, just I'll see you down there. You know, I know a guy. I can tell you what to say. You know, like passcodes to get in. You know.
Okay. And if you ever want to like hang out, like come over to our place and watch Survivor or whatever, like
yeah,
feel
like,
free.
Like we have popcorn.
We do have popcorn.
We have weed. We have soda.
I've been waiting to smoke with you guys.
We can order.
We broke that barrier too. We're talking.
Wow.
This is great.
And you know, like they like tell you like hell is like such a horrible place, and it's just like. You're so nice.
Yeah, you seem fine.
And, like, you make burning, like, for the rest of eternity seem kind of fun.
It's not bad. I tell you, you know, it's a deliberate choice, I say.
So, like, when I get down there, if I get down there.
If, yeah.
Say, like, oh, I know Randy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Well, they call me Tebow down there.
Tebow.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd be like, Tebow knows who I am.
So if we do say Randy, no one will know who we're talking about.
There's a lot of... Randy's actually like a very common name amongst the demons.
Okay. So Tebow.
Tebow.
That's how they know me.
Sure.
Long story, but...
I mean,
know.
I'm not going anywhere.
Well, not yet, at least.
Oh, my God.
Well, I feel like I just dropped a lot, so, you know...
Okay, that's fine.
I'm kind of
sure.
Just letting the conversation...
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
we can get to know each other over time.
Yeah. I mean, and we won't tell Marsha or Taylor or anyone about what you just told
for
us.
For sure.
Okay. No, okay. Like, not at all.
I appreciate that. You know, I'm very powerful. It doesn't change anything.
Okay.
I can actually make people forget things.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
You know, yeah. But, yeah, so it's a celebration of life. You think I'm going to get what I came here for?
I mean, you're very convincing. You're very charming, so...
I've been playing it slow, because, you know...
The slow game.
Taking someone's soul and embodying them is a big commitment. And
oh, so
I've been waiting for the right one.
This isn't like... This is like this body was somebody else?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's so... Whoa. I need a
and
new
so,
one.
Like, now you're looking for Marsha.
It's, like, literally falling apart. Just, oh, my God.
Yeah, she's good.
Yep. And,
so are you going to take over her body?
Like, here at the party?
Should I do it during the party or after people leave? Because she's on display.
Like no one's going to see it, though. Like, I kind of want to see it.
Would people get freaked out if she just became animated and started walking and talking around?
I mean, maybe a little bit, but I mean, it seems fun.
It does seem fun. Now that you put the idea in my head, it does seem fun.
Hmm. Oh my God, this like party, like celebration of life is like taking on a new meaning.
You never know who's gonna show up at one of these.
I mean, like we're celebrating one person's life, and now we're gonna celebrate your new life.
Well, and it might be the like end of their life. What? But like, will people even know that it's you, that you did it?
I guess you two will.
Oh my God. We have a secret now.
That is cool. That's cool.
That's awesome.
I really like that. I like knowing stuff, you know?
Me too. I'm, like, especially, like, dark stuff, you know? It's kind of I'm on a crime kick right now. Like, I like watching true crime stuff on, like, Netflix.
Okay.
Oh my
okay.
God. It's, like, literally the best, like, I mean, it's kind of like the worst of humanity.
It is.
But it's just like, oh my God, that could happen to me.
Yeah, even if it's like really statistically unlikely, it could happen.
And because you've watched these shows, you know exactly what to do.
And
now.
It's just like
you're prepared.
It's just like with your job. Like, I mean, the chances of me being like possessed by someone from Hill is low.
Pretty low.
But
pretty low.
We don't do it a lot.
But now that you've like told me that it could happen, like I have my guard up.
Yeah, you should. They'll come for you.
But,
you know, it's just like jail. You just play cool. You'll be all right.
Okay.
It's like now that I want to know, like, what do you look for? Like, is there any, like, attributes or, like, personality-wise? Because, like,
well, I guess I'm a little different. Like, you know, a lot of my friends down there, they're pretty just scary and pissed off all the time. And,
oh, no.
But really, we can only come up with someone, like, you know,
what
does like a ritual suicide type thing.
So
we don't choose to come up here. Someone made me
to come up here. So now it's
like I said, one of my like followers.
I gotcha.
I didn't mean Instagram.
So how did you want to come? Like if it were up to you, would you be here?
Like was it a good day for you?
Yeah, was it a good day for you?
I mean, it's fine up here. I've been up here a while, so I've learned to deal with it, you know.
Okay. What is that? Deal with it, though? Deal with it?
Yeah, deal with it.
It sounds like hell's better.
Yeah, it does. Like, what do you do down there all day?
Just look out over the big sea of cum that's down there.
Sea of cum?
There's a sea of cum.
I love cum.
Right next to the toenail.
I'm kind of indifferent to it, but, like, I mean...
And we just watch the bodies just fall from the entry into the lake of cum. And they're so surprised. They have no idea what's going on.
This sounds like paradise for some people.
In the lake of cum, and they're just freaking out.
You know what, though? After he takes over Marsha, and I get to see that with my own eyes, I'm thinking I might kill myself. So I can go
They like
hell.
That? No. They really like that. You'll fit right... Like, you come in like VIP status when you do that.
That sounds perfect.
I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want to, like, influence your decision because it has to be your decision. You can't fake that. They'll know if you're faking it.
Well, what does that mean, faking it?
They'll know.
Like, oh, they'll know?
But if you fake it, doesn't that mean you're, like, getting murdered? Or you're pretending you were committing suicide?
If you're faking... being depressed. Keep you like, oh, I'm so sad. I'm gonna kill myself.
Well, I'm not sad. I'm just excited to go to hell.
He just like wants to go into that sea of calm.
I'm glad you guys like that as much as I do.
I mean, he likes it. I'm indifferent to it.
You're just, okay. That's fine. There'll be other stuff.
I'm still on the fence about heaven. Like, I don't know. I need to find a representative.
It's so lame up there.
Is it?
Maybe there's an angel here.
Hmm.
Oh, I've heard Guardian Angel might be around. That's actually the one I need to look out for.
Oh my god, there's a Guardian Angel here? Where?
Her Guardian Angel.
Oh, hers.
I heard they would be here, so I need to keep an eye out. She might have ushered her soul into heaven. And that would just fucking suck, you know? Like,
oh, God. It's like a battle. It's like a battle of good versus evil.
You know what? If anybody tells me that they are Marsha's guardian angel, I will tell you.
You'll tell me?
I will tell you.
Good. Thank you. I appreciate that. You're a good friend.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm still a little indifferent.
You're still a good friend too.
Oh my god, thanks.
Even if you're indifferent.
Thank you so much.
I like you for your honesty.
Like,
you
know? Like I love the fact that you like have my back even if I go against you.
Oh yeah. I need that reality check, you know.
It's just sweetheart. You get a bad rap.
I mean, yeah, I guess I'm just a little different from what most people have heard about, you know, demon kind and all that. But you know. It's fun. Overall, it's fun being a demon.
Good.
I'm glad you opened up.
Yeah. I'm glad I could open up to y'all about that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Maybe sometime I'll tell you, you know, my stories from the Crusades.
Oh, wow.
That would be so cool.
You know, when we edited the Bible.
What?
Like, no one knew about it.
Oh, my God.
You know, and all these secrets, you know. It's about time somebody
knows
how influential we are.
Oh, my God. You have, like, an expose coming out. Like, you can get millions for that.
Oh, and no one would believe it.